And we're with Valley City School Superintendent Josh Johnson. And of course, recently, as you know, made the news due to a mill levy. Of course, the school district last year had kind of bumped up the mill levy to 20 mills, part of their building fund that they wanted to use for capital maintenance improvement projects. Well, as you found out recently, that they came back and the auditor's office in Barnes County said, can't do that. And then what the school district did was they said that they would go back, but then they would also repay the $620,000 that was already taken out. Now, Josh, there's probably a lot of people in the state of North Dakota who say that's about as good as transparency as you get with that kind of an announcement.
Yeah, Steve, we self-identified we had received the authorization to increase that levy to the 20 mills. And so through the research we were conducting and addressing our school facilities, recognized that that interpretation was incorrect. And so immediately then we began the steps to make correction on that. And that included the board putting together a repayment plan. So we're going to drop those mills down over the next 2 years. Next year, we'll assess zero on the building fund. The following year, I believe it's a little over 5 mills, half of the 10 that we have the authority to. And so over the next 2 years, then that $620,000 will be repaid back to the taxpayers of the Valley City Public School District.
Now, we had reported, last year that you were looking at being the K-12 package to build a new school was $100 million plus, that you said was unfeasible at this time. But you wanted to use these funds to capital maintenance improvement projects, which reached, I guess, somewhere north of $25 million. But with construction costs, you learned at your recent retreat with the school board that may be a little higher now.
Yeah, and again, going back to this building fund, through the conversations that we had, we received the COVID dollars, which gave us the opportunity to leverage $3 million in addressing our school facilities. And so through the conversations that we had with our constituents here in the school district, our intent was to increase the building fund to be able to address not only the day-to-day or the month or the annual maintenance that we have, but to be able to put together a plan that would begin addressing our overall capital maintenance, or deferred sometimes as referenced, in the school district. And so in October of 2021, when we began this journey of looking at our school facilities, the estimated cost for everything from our roofs to our mechanical systems to the electrical to the plumbing was $26 million. And of course, everybody knows that over the last 18 months, since when we started looking at this, everything from the cost of fuel to a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, egg carton, eggs, whatever else it may be, everything has increased with inflation, and so has the cost of construction. And so right now we're over $35 million all in on addressing all the facility needs across the district and in all facilities. And so part of the conversation the board had was we got to look at the big picture of this and look at all options, and that's going to be the work that the board had asked our administration, asked some of the contractors that we've been working with from the retreat to the next board meeting in mid-February, is to lay out the options and to look at the pros and the cons, look at the funding that's potentially available as well, and get ready to be able to engage with our stakeholders in a conversation back to some of the work that we had done previously last school year that has led us to this point, is what is in the best interest of Valley City Public Schools both now and 20, 30 years off into the future as well.
Now, with that announcement that you have to go back to 10 mills on the building fund levy for the school district, does that set back your timeline? I know you had a timeline that you kind of were excited about where you would maybe get out of the current district office and then build something inside the current school. So that must have been discussed. The timeline, again, pushed back? Or is it pretty hard to say at this time?
Yeah, Steve, we were looking at a remodel renovation project that targeted a few specific things as part of our capital maintenance plan. That included some of the mechanical. We were looking at bringing the AC in to bring comfort at the beginning and the end of the school years during the warmer months. And then in addition to that, to address safety and security by relocation of some of our offices, we were going to improve the parking around the high school. And so that is no longer an option because we can, again, leverage those additional dollars that we were levying from our building fund and had intended to do over a 2 or 3 year period. Again, this was all intended to expand on those federal dollars that we received during COVID. And so now, as we look forward with that, not only for the day-to-day, kind of this annual maintenance, if you will, from everything to flooring to lighting and everywhere in between, but also looking at the bigger needs of the district long term, we have to consider other funding options beyond just simply the building fund. And so that's going to be, again, part of the conversation the board's going to have is, do we seek to have voter approval to increase the building fund? Do we bring back to the public this idea of having a vote on a capital maintenance project? Do we go back and again, consider as part of our options this idea of new school construction? So all those things, again, are going to be part of the conversation that the board discussed during the board retreat and are going to bring back to the regular meeting here in February. And again, it's quite a complex conversation that was initiated because of the COVID dollars that the district received. But really, again, looking out into the future of what's in the best interest of our kids, what's in the best interest of our community, not only in the immediate, but also in the future as well.
All right. There's Superintendent Josh Johnson with that. We'll be looking forward to the report that we have for you the day after the next school board meeting in mid-February, where maybe a few of these decisions will be ironed out and then maybe some announcements will be forthcoming.
Yeah, see, thank you. And again, I just want to emphasize, like we have done over the last 18 months with this, is that engagement with our community. And again, you highlighted the high level of transparency, and we want to continue to have that at the forefront of these decisions. And so look forward to more information that's coming, again, obviously through our friends at News Dakota, who do an excellent job in providing that information out there, and to make sure that we have the opportunity to get the information out there and shared widely across the school district.
There's Superintendent Josh Johnson of the Valley City Public School District, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.